This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Min today convened a meeting with Minister of Rural Works Department P.D. Sona, Advisor Chow Jingnu Namchum and senior officers from the Finance, Planning and Investment and Rural Works Departments to discuss the revised guidelines of the Chief Minister's Comprehensive State Rural Road Development Program. In a social media post, DCM informed that the revised guidelines were approved following detailed discussions. The program will strengthen rural connectivity, particularly by extending road infrastructure to rural areas that remain outside the coverage of the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana and Vibrant Village Program. Main emphasized that better roads mean better access to education, healthcare, markets, and opportunities. Retired Arunachal Agniveers will now have 20% reservation in recruitment to the Arunachal Pradesh Police, Arunachal Armed Police Battalions, IRBN, Fire and Emergency Services, Mineral Guards, Forest Guards, Special Tiger Protection Force, Foresters, and Prison Wardens. Sharing the news in social media post, Home Minister Mama Natung said that their service continues beyond the uniform, bringing their discipline, training and education to the service of our communities. Natung added that the reservation is Team Arunachal commitment to honoring service with opportunities, ensuring that those who serve the nation continue to serve the people of the state. IndiGo has proposed enhanced air connectivity between Itanagar and Guwahati, with the new services expected to come into effect from October 10 next, subject to final confirmation by the airline. As per the tentative schedule and information shared by IndiGo's Eastern Region authorities, the proposed connectivity through Guwahati is expected to provide passengers from Itanagar with improved access to Delhi, Kolkata, and several other major metropolitan and commercial centers across the country. The proposed connecting destinations include Bengaluru, Mumbai, Chennai, Hyderabad, Bhubaneswar, Lucknow, Jaipur, and Ahmedabad, besides one additional city that is yet to be confirmed. Welcoming the proposed development, the Arunachal Chamber of Commerce and Industries, ACCI President Dr. Tarna Chung expressed its gratitude to Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, Lok Sabha MP Tapar Gao, Rajya Sabha MP Tai Tagak, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Min and Civil Aviation Minister Balo Raja for their timely intervention, support and efforts towards strengthening air connectivity in the state. The ACCI said enhanced air connectivity would be particularly beneficial for business persons, entrepreneurs, students, tourists, professionals and the general public, while further strengthening Itanagar's position as an important gateway to Arunachal Pradesh. The Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, is all set to take over security of Donipolo Airport, Holongi. CISF Deputy Inspector General Kim called on Chief Minister Pema Khandu in Itanagar today in connection with the ongoing process for CISF deployment at Donipolo Airport. The formal takeover by the CISF aims to standardize and reinforce aviation security. Deputy Commissioner Namsai Lobsang Chiring inaugurated the newly established Office Cum Microfinance Center of Mabira Large Sized Multipurpose Cooperative Society, Mabira Lamps, at the Monglang Complex, Second Mile Namsai today. Welcoming the gathering and in the keynote address, Gyathi Kobing, Deputy Registrar of Cooperative Societies, DRCS, highlighted the importance of cooperative institutions in promoting collective participation, financial inclusion, and sustainable socio-economic development at the grassroots level. He also presented a brief highlight of various initiatives of the Ministry of Cooperation, Government of India, and their implementation in Arunachal Pradesh. The inauguration was held as part of an Office Cum Microfinance Center inauguration and orientation program aimed at promoting cooperative development, socio-economic empowerment and collective progress among members and the local community. The government has announced the Tenzing Norgay National Adventure Awards for the year 2024. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.